Are we living through the beginning of World War III? This is the question that many people are asking after Iran launched a direct attack on Israel. On the 13th of April, Iran hit Israel with hundreds of drones and missiles. And the US military and the British military were both directly involved in supporting Israel and helping to shoot down Iranian drones. Western governments have loudly condemned this Iranian attack, trying to portray Tehran as an aggressor. However, these Western governments are conveniently erasing very important facts, namely that Iran was acting in self-defense and Iran only attacked Israel after Israel bombed Iran's embassy in Syria and killed several top Iranian military officials. So it's actually Israel that started this war with US support, and Iran has been abiding by international law, which says very clearly that Tehran is able to respond in self-defense. On the 1st of April, Israel carried out an act of war against Iran. And I'm reading here from the New York Times, which is very biased against Iran and very pro-Israel. The New York Times noted that, quote, Israeli warplane struck a building in Damascus that is part of the Iranian embassy complex, and three senior commanders and four officers from the Iranian military were killed in this Israeli attack. The mainstream British think tank Chatham House, which is funded by the British government, published a report warning that Israel's strike on Iran's consulate in Syria could be the spark that ignites the Middle East. And they noted that the Israeli attack on Iran's consulate in Damascus on the 1st of April marks an unprecedented escalation by Israel against Iran. And Israel killed top Iranian soldiers, including a brigadier general. And they referred to this as the clearest signal yet of Israel's determined to shift the conflict's rules of engagement by directly eliminating Iranian leadership. In fact, on the 12th of April, a day before Iran attacked, US President Joe Biden said very clearly that they were expecting an Iranian counterattack, and he threatened Iran and said, "Do not attack Israel. We will protect Israel." Joe Biden's exact quote was, "We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed." However, after the attack, suddenly the message changed, and the US government and its allies portrayed Iran as an aggressor and erased the fact that it was Israel that started this war in the first place. US President Joe Biden released a statement and said, quote, "I condemn Iran's attacks in the strongest possible terms and reaffirm America's ironclad commitment to the security of Israel." No mention of the fact that Iran was acting in self-defense. The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak released a very similar statement, and he said, "I condemn in the strongest terms the Iranian regime's reckless attack against Israel. Iran has once again demonstrated that it is intent on sowing chaos in its own backyard. We will continue to stand up for Israel's security." What about Iran's security? No mention whatsoever of the fact that Iran was attacked. Iran is the victim, and they're trying to portray the Israeli aggressor as if it were the victim. This blatant hypocrisy is even more outrageous when you realize that on the 4th of April, 3 days after Israel attacked Iran's embassy in Syria and killed top Iranian officials, the US, the UK, and France blocked the Security Council of the United Nations from condemning the Israeli attack. I'm reading here from Reuters, the mainstream British media outlet. Quote, "The United States, Britain, and France opposed a Russian-drafted UN Security Council statement that would have condemned an attack on Iran's embassy compound in Syria." So the US and the UK are portraying Iran as the aggressor, but they refuse to condemn Israel's attack on Iran And now they're condemning Iran's counterattack in self-defense on Israel. The double standards could not be any more blatant. And it's not like you need to remember years of history, decades of history. We're not going back to the Vietnam War and the Gulf of Tonkin. We're talking about something that happened 2 weeks ago, and yet they're trying to erase what happened this month, this April, and act as though suddenly Iran is attacking Israel out of nowhere. In fact, immediately after launching the attack on Israel, Iran's permanent mission to the United Nations published a statement in which they invoked Article 51 of the UN Charter and noted that this followed a 13-day period marked by the Security Council's inaction and silence, coupled with its failure to condemn the Israeli regime's aggressions. Article 51 of the UN Charter says very clearly that there is a, quote, inherent right of individual or collective self-defense if an armed attack occurs against a member of the United Nations. And of course, Iran is a member of the UN, and it has a right to invoke Article 51 to act in self-defense, especially considering that Article 51 points out that the Security Council should take measures necessary to maintain international peace and security. However, as we've already established, on the 4th of April, the US, the UK, and the France blocked the Security Council from condemning Israel's attack, providing complete impunity as Israel violated the Vienna Convention that says very clearly that an embassy or a consulate is the sovereign territory of the country to which it belongs. So when Israel attacked Iran's embassy in Syria, it was an act of war against Iran. It was an attack on Iranian sovereign territory. The Security Council refused to take any action, so Iran had no choice but to invoke Article 51 of the UN Charter and respond in order to defend its sovereignty against an act of war carried out by Israel with Western support. It is as clear as day that Iran is abiding by international law, and it's Israel, the US, the UK, and France that are violating international law. But meanwhile, what happened? The Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, released an absurd statement in which he said, quote, "I strongly condemn the serious escalation represented by the large-scale attack launched on Israel by Iran." This is absolutely outrageous. He did not mention that Iran was acting in self-defense, that Israel is the aggressor, that Israel violated international law while Iran is respecting international law. And it shows how these Western colonialist politicians are destroying international law. They're destroying the United Nations. Antonio Guterres is the former prime minister of Portugal. He is a Western politician who has been extremely biased against the global South. And we see constant examples again and again and again of the West voting against the rest of the world in the United Nations, holding the world hostage. The United States has repeatedly used veto power single-handedly in order to prevent the Security Council from passing resolutions that would bring about peace and a ceasefire in Gaza. And yet, Antonio Guterres, he's not doing anything to actually stop Israel from carrying out these war crimes and ethnic cleansing in Gaza. Instead, he's condemning Iran for acting in self-defense. So the Western colonial powers that talk about their so-called rules-based order are destroying the international law-based order and trying to replace it with the arbitrary so-called rules, of course, in which the US makes the rules and orders everyone around. That's the reality of the so-called rules-based order. And meanwhile, back in January, the top UN legal body, the International Court of Justice, ruled very clearly that Israel can be investigated for the worst crimes possible. I'm not going to say the G word because this always gets demonetized when I say the G word, but you know what I'm talking about, the worst crime possible. And the International Court of Justice ordered Israel to stop killing Palestinians in Gaza. And what did Israel do? It ignored the International Court of Justice. The far-right extremist prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, said, "The Hague will not tell us what to do." Amnesty International has pointed out very clearly that Israel, with US support, is violating this ruling by The Hague. Top United Nations experts are saying very clearly that Israel is committing crimes against humanity and the worst crime of all, the G word, which, again, because of censorship, I'm not going to say it so I don't get demonetized here. And it's not just in Gaza. Israel is also constantly attacking Lebanon, and not just southern Lebanon. Israel has been launching airstrikes deep into sovereign Lebanese territory. So Israel has been attacking Iranian sovereign territory, attacking Lebanese sovereign territory, violating international law constantly. It is being investigated by the International Court of Justice for the worst possible crimes a state could commit. And meanwhile, the U.S. government has continued sending Israel billions of dollars of weapons to help it carry out these crimes. And the U.S. has been vetoing resolutions in the Security Council that would bring about peace and a ceasefire. And the U.S., the U.K., and France prevented the Security Council from condemning Israel for violating Iranian sovereignty and carrying out an attack on its sovereign territory, on its embassy. And this is why we could be on the verge of World War III. And I'm going to read a quote here from the president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, who has been very outspoken in support of Palestinian human rights against the war crimes committed by Israel and the ethnic cleansing. And Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro, warned that we could now be on the cusp of World War III. He said that this is being caused because U.S. support for a G word has set the world on fire. The U.S. and Israel have set the world on fire. They are the ones that are responsible for causing this war. Iran is acting in self-defense according to international law. And any Western government official, any media outlet that tells you otherwise is lying to you. Joe Biden knew before Iran attacked Israel that Iran was preparing a counterattack in self-defense because he knows that Israel provoked this. Other Western governments knew that this could set off a larger regional war that can become a world war. And yet they continue to defend Israel and act as though Israel is the victim when it's the aggressor. Don't let them gaslight you. Don't let them lie to you blatantly to your face. Inform yourself. And here at Geopolitical Economy Report, we are dedicated to informing people about what's actually going on in the world. Because if you only read the mainstream corporate media and listen to what Western government officials say, you will be hopelessly confused by their misinformation. On that note, I'm going to conclude. I'm Ben Norton. I want to thank everyone for joining me today. Please like and subscribe, and I will see you next time.